Hello, Gemini friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Gemini July 2023 astrology horoscope forecast. Calling the theme of this month for Geminis, four mega money transits for Gemini, and there's so much more to discuss about this month. We'll get right into it in a second. This is for you if Gemini is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Gemini placement that you're listening for. What we're going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture, and if you're a very late degree Gemini friend, so birthdays around June 15th through the rest of the sign, or Gemini degrees, like 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Cancer report, since you're very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. We are going to dive into the actual chart this month. If you've been watching my work for a while, then you will know that I am alternating months where I show the chart on the screen, and then the opposite month, next month, I do a slideshow. That's to try to keep everyone happy. Not everyone likes to see the visuals, but for those of you that do, this is the month we're doing it. If you're listening to the podcast version, you can come to YouTube to see the visuals. And if you don't want to listen, if you don't want to see the visuals, you can look for my podcast. Or just scroll down in the screen so that the visuals disappear and listen on. There are a couple of general transits that I want to talk about first, or general occurrences that will affect your month. We're basically talking about the astrological weather, and the more you know about the weather patterns, the more you'll understand how to make the most of the month. This month, for the first time in a long time, we have quite a bit more salty aspects, meaning when the planets are not getting along, compared to the sweet ones when they are. So we will have sweet blessings, of course, nice connections, but there will be a lot of road bumps this month. This is nothing to fear. These are just simple nuisance aspects where you're kind of smooth going along and then up, you hit a road bump. Just imagine a street with a lot of road bumps and how annoying that can be, especially if you're trying to whiz through that street and especially if you don't know that they're there. It can be very jostling. Okay, so now you know, and when they come, you can just go slowly and go wee over the bump, right? Because it's easier when you are forewarned. The next thing, and this is a very exciting thing, is that we do have that intensity of eclipse season behind us. April and May brought a lot of intensity from those eclipses. We're still in the Scorpio-Taurus eclipse cycle. We started a new Aries-Libra eclipse cycle. Old themes going along since the end of 2021, new themes becoming present. And that intensity carried even into June. But now, July and August, we get a break to integrate the radical changes that may have recently been introduced. So we get a little chance to breathe. You can still have information coming, you know, and things moving along from the themes that went on. And you can listen to my April and May reports if you want to understand these themes more, because they are always at play. It just becomes more in the backdrop when we're not in the heat of the eclipse season. And that gives us a little break. So yay. We also have Venus retrograde as a dominating transit this month, and I will talk about that more, but I just wanted to mention it now so that you see it as part of the bigger weather pattern of the month. So now we're going to drill down into some Gemini-specific things, and they're all centered around this stellium, or grouping of planets and events, in the second house of money. What you don't see pictured here also is the new moon. In the days around the 17th, there's a 25 degree of Cancer new moon. So the four transits that are bringing this focus and the possibilities of mega money are the new moon in Cancer in the days around the 17th. The sun bringing warmth, vibrance, and possibilities and awareness. Mercury bringing information, mobility, transportation even. And Star Goddess Juno bringing partnership and relationship into the whole storyline. So each of these players are like participants at a party or a gathering. It's how I always like to call a stellium. You know, a stellium in astrology is basically three or more placements somewhere. And I always see it as a party. So these people are gathering, and they're gathering. The tone of the party is Cancerian. So it's very emotional. It's very family-based. It's very home and housing-related based. So there's very likely to be a tilt with these mega money options to something with your family, something with houses or housing or a real estate market or home-based business or something involving houses, like if you are a plumber and you work on people's houses, or if you, you know, are a landscaper, something related to houses and money, that combination is coming up in a big way. You may be trying to save for a home, or you may be preparing your house to sell. One caution here, and I'm not going to go into all the cautions of Venus retrograde. I've got other resources for that, and there's too much to cover this month to drill into it, but I do want to mention, when people sell things during Venus retrograde, they tend to get less than they could, either because they're in scarcity thinking and they're fear selling, or they just don't have a very good awareness of the actual value of what they're selling. So if you are trying to sell something in Venus retrograde, not going to say don't do it, but just feel in, because if you're selling out of fear, there's a very good chance you'll let an asset go in a way that you'll regret. Now, that means it's a buyer's paradise. And this is another of this topics of this mega money energy for Gemini, because the second house also rules material things, bling and things. Okay, so it's got like everything luxurious to everything, you know, ecologically based. It's the connection with the material realm, whether it's the earth, the garden, the dirt, the land, or whether, like, you know, that's Taurian energy, or whether it's the diamonds or the boats or, you know, whatever is in your realm. There's this, you know, potential for these things. And Venus in retrograde is going to be making people reevaluate their relationship to financial things. And it can be a deal buyer's paradise. So if you have some extra cash and you're wanting to get a deal, people who don't follow my work are going to be selling things like crazy, fear selling, and it's sad, and I don't want to encourage it, of course, but I don't know what else to do to get to them. You might get to a really smoking deal on things that you have been wanting in this time. If you can afford it, you got the money, it's not going to set you back, then this could be a great time to get an item that you really, really love and that you'll love for a long time to come. And so the money could come in. Maybe family will help with that. Maybe the sale of a home will help with that. Maybe renting, or, you know, renting a house will give you money to buy something that you've been wanting. So you see there's a lot of energy around here, around this. And remember this partnership energy too. A key person may come in to help you. And the sun also will show you where the cobwebs are. If you have some stinking thinking or poverty consciousness, the sun will elucidate those, you know, belief systems. If everything's shiny in there, then maybe your confidence will soar even more and your expectation about what you can receive and what you can earn will grow. Okay, so we have other things to talk about. Let's talk about this stellium in Leo. Stellium in Leo is bringing a mood of festivity and fun, energetic self-expression, creative expression, children, romance, love, dating, anything that makes you burn bright with creative possibility and zest. There is a party going on in July with those energies. Star goddess Lilith, Venus, retrograde, Mars for a little longer, and star goddess Pallas Athena, all bringing their own personalities to this Leo party. And this energy is lighting up. It's hard to tell here, but it is actually lighting up your third house, right? So this is very much about everything Gemini, because Gemini rules the third house. So you're having a party in your transportation, travel, communication sector. So expect it to be very busy with interactions with people, travel, movement, you know, lots of probably relatives. The third house relates to relatives. You may meet relatives you never knew you had. This is, you know, a very exciting time where your social connections are going to be much more pronounced and a lot of festive celebration may be occurring. All right, let's talk a bit about Venus retrograde. I am going to refer you to other resources that I've created for a lot of the do's and don'ts and the general guidelines, because there's way too much to cover. But I want to give you some dates. July 23rd through September 4th is the official Venus retrograde. The pre-transit shadow period starts June 19th, and the post-transit shadow period stretches to October 6th. Those shadow periods matter, and the storylines that the retrogrades tend to bring in are present in those shadow periods. So that's why I give you those dates, because if you're like, oh, well, Venus retrograde doesn't happen until July 23rd, wrong. you will miss the boat completely. All of the implications, all the do's and don'ts, the guidelines, the things to know, you'll need those for the full stretch of the cycle, which includes those shadow periods. All right, so we've got a very long turning backwards of the ruler of love and relationships and money and finances and design and beauty and self-esteem. Lots of implications. Things coming back from the past, for better and worse. Patterns in any of those areas that are not serving you may come back up again to rear their ugly heads, but you can spend the time working on their foundational level and clearing them up. Or you may just have blessings from the past. So things in those arenas, past fun, past love, past money, can come back to you. Ways that you earned money before can come, you know, rolling back, or money that's owed to you can come back. So those are some, general Venus retrograde things to know. Now, the entire cycle of Venus retrograde is going to take place in the third house. And that is going to bring some special considerations. So first of all, remember that all retrogrades do bring the energy of reconsideration, and other words that begin with R-E. In the matters of the house and the sign that they're moving through. We talked some about the Leo energies already. The retrogrades bring this focus inward and to the past as it relates to the current time and the future. I always think of the earthworm when I think of retrogrades, where you're going back over something when you're like, do I have to do this again? Yep, you have to do this again. It may turn out that the thing you're doing you like to do and you're like, yay, this again. But if it's not, then just know that whatever's happening is required and you can make some really core progress. It's very important to note about the retrograde that although the reexamination of major issues is common and indicated, it's not always the best time to make life-changing decisions along those lines, because rose-colored glasses tend to be on and not understanding the value or the gravity of a situation tends to happen. And so it's better for assessing and researching and working in the backdrop and experimenting without long commitment with low stakes things, and in general, staying the course of whatever it is that you're focusing on. Because more information is going to come throughout the transit. So if you make a decision moment to moment and then you take action, it'll likely be premature because the retrograde is promising us that we're not necessarily seeing all the angles, especially on the topics of love, beauty, and money. So for instance, ruling beauty, it would be better to get a henna tattoo than a real one during Venus retrograde. It would be better to dye your hair with washout hair color than permanent dye. You know, these are experimental things that you can practice and see, try it on without messing anything up permanently. You know, if you get a new beauty product that can't hurt you, it's safe, that might be better than trying to do a surgery that could go awry. You know, this is a time where your beauty may, you know, improve. You may have a restoration of something, but it's a time to be cautious. Now, for Geminis, this energy is in this third house, okay? So Gemini is the third house. It's ruler of the communication. And when Venus moves back there, something that frequently comes up is communication as it relates to work and income and love. So most people communicate according to their astrological wiring as well as how they were imprinted, right? So often if we're communicating with someone and we have a natural rapport with them communication-wise, it's because we're running our communication circuit, right? But if the way that you communicate is not in sync with the way other people in your life communicate, those communication inconsistencies or incoherences will tend to come up at this time. So you might have to better understand how someone else communicates. Astrology is amazing for that. You just look to Mercury in the chart, Mercury in the sign, Mercury in the house. The aspects to Mercury will give you indications about how someone communicates and how they want to be communicated with. But either way, you can get those answers by just asking somebody. And this is a time Where if you want to be heard more and you want to hear other people more, the Venus retrograde might bring up opportunities for you to have misunderstandings in order for you to do that. It also can bring up a lot of topics regarding your devices and the relationship with them, including social media. So you might notice things related to cousins and siblings and aunts and uncles, basically all of the relatives that aren't parents or kids, coming up from this Venus retrograde. Although the Cancer transits are also bringing up all the other relatives, so this month you really can have all of it happening. And you could clear up some things involving some of those relatives. But there might be points of conflict first. All right, so this could be, as I talked about before, like if you need something that is a material item, especially as it relates to transportation, so a car, a boat, a bike, something, this may be a time where that thing you've been wanting comes in. Just remember to follow the rules. If it's really inexpensive or you're getting a smoking hot deal and you're not going to miss the money, and it doesn't matter if you hate it, if by the time Venus goes retrograde, if all those things are true, then it could be a really good time to buy, you know? If you're spending wisely and not wildly, if you're sure you're not going to regret the expense or get into a payment that, if your circumstances change, could do you in. These are the kind of things to look out for in this. So you can get deeper into your communication, how you're spending money, how you're using your devices, and then improve your overall communication with everyone in your life. The full moon in Capricorn on July 3rd, 11 degrees of Cap, can bring fullness, completion, fruition, drama to the energy of something involving father, father figures, work, employment, career, passion projects, whether they're for money or not. And specifically for Gemini, this is lighting up your house of other people's money. So inheritances, shared money, family money, spousal money, winnings, taxes, debt. Something could be elucidated at this time and around those days. Definitely go to AnnieHelpsYou.com. Become part of my VIP, my free VIP community by signing up for my free email newsletter. You'll get all kinds of free goodies and updates about how you can use the current transits in the best ways. If you want to, oh, and also that is the interface for all of my free things. So you'll find all of my links to social media. You'll find my written horoscopes, my blogs, you know, all of the options there. If you want to learn astrology, go to loomlife.com, loomlife.com. You can see my astrology basics course, get started there, or you can see my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. If you think I put a lot into my free resources, you should see what I put into the paid ones. So you can definitely go from ground zero to earning money as an astrologer very quickly. Or if you are a person who's been studying astrology, but you don't have the confidence to ask for money and you need to pull things together, my course is great for that. So you can check that out there at loomlife.com, loomelife.com. I also have some free courses there, like Unleash Your Money Magnet and some wellness courses. If you want to enter my Secret Star portal to have access to exclusive content, go to anniebastrology.com, Annie, the letter B, astrology.com. Get my deep dive into Saturn in Pisces. Get my deep dive into Jupiter in Taurus for all the signs. See my series on how to handle tough astrological transits with more ease and grace. See my deep dive into the sun moving through each sign, understand your natal chart more, and so much more. I also have my 2023 planning calendar as it relates to the astrological retrograde and direct tides. So if you want to make plans for the rest of the year and have a better understanding, I've got that calendar there. You can see the notes underneath the video or podcast for my Venus retrograde links, where you can find out more about Venus retro. You can just search for Annie Botticelli Venus retrograde and you should find a lot of resources there. I hope you have a wonderful month and I'll see you next month.